John F. Kennedy Jr., Daryl Hannah, they tried to slip into Hong Kong on Saturday after they went to the Philippines for a while. And sure enough, they come out of the Philippines and the guys are like, is that unbelievable? They were in a crowded taxi line at the airport. And they suddenly sprinted away, loaded with luggage. They tried to hail a taxi before jumping onto a bus headed for an industrial area and downscale residential section. How do you like that? And yet, they're being followed. Daryl Hannah, pretty girl, actress. JFK Jr., at the moment, professional student. I'm trying to understand the fascination with this. What is it?
And bon vivant.
And bon vivant. He is a bon vivant. As a forgotten term, a bon vivant.
A gentleman's gentleman.
Yes, a gentleman's gentleman. Well, so he's going to be, what, he's got to be 30 by now. Yeah, yeah, over that. And they wondered what his next job's going to be. I tell you what it's going to be. Another degree in Harvard. That's the next job. So he and Daryl Hannah. And now they're being followed by a gag. What is it? Maybe it's because she's so pretty and he's the sexiest man alive as voted by People magazine. Does have nice hair, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Nice eyebrows. Square jaw. Yeah, he's a handsome guy. Not that, you know, that kind of stuff marries me. I think that we're going to lose the sexiest man alive in marriage. He's off the market, girls. And guys who swing that way, he's done. Now, you know, I wouldn't think of it. You know, it's just, come on. I'm just pointing out what they say. I would never think of him in, you know, romantic terms. Of course, if I got a knock on the head, you never know. You know, Clinton and I may hang up one of his posters on our wall. Yes! Our little apartment in Boys Town will be glowing with love as I sing, it had to be you. It had to be you. No other guy could make me so high. It had to be you. Oh, how I feel. You make me squeal. Oh, and we make love neath stars above. It's just unreal. It just had to be you. Or gobble the gold. Oh, it's so nice when you cut a slice. It had to be you. I don't mind when my tongue you tap. It's just I'm getting stretch marks around my yap. It had to be you, had to be you, it had to be you. Wa-da-da-da-da. Oh boy, look at Clinton. Just sitting there quietly staring up at our picture of that Solaflex model. Yeah, I blew it up and got it enlarged. Whoever that is that sells those Solaflex machines, he's just so pumped and so perfect. Let me sneak up on him. Put my hands in front of his eye. Clinton, guess who?
I know it's you, punk.
Why, do you recognize my voice?
No, the smell of your fingers. You're choking the chicken again.
Oh, Clinton, come on. I've been making our dinner. Having ratatouille. It's a special night.
What's so special? Solaflex guy coming over?
No, Clinton, we don't even know who that is. You remember what happened on this date? Several years ago, at the health spa.
I pulled a hamstring.
No, Clinton, it's when we met. It's when we met. Remember, it's our anniversary, honey. I walked into the gym and I saw you there working out and I said, excuse me. Could you spot me? Remember what you said?
I spotted you when you walked in.
Yeah, you remember.
Stop it, punk. You know I hate kissing.
Hate kissing, but he loves pouring the cold to me, but he won't kiss me. Oh, that's great. Well, happy anniversary! What'd you get me, anyway?
If I forgot it was our anniversary, how would I remember to buy you a present, dog meat?
Oh, I guess you're right. Well, I didn't forget you. Worried about you out there when you're going those 211s in progress.
Here you are, Clint. Happy anniversary.
Wow. Look at this.
Yep, it's the Mariner edition.
Remington 870. Mariner.
Yeah, you're supposed to take it on boats and stuff.
Well, let me see if it works.
Of course it works, Clinton. Clinton, not in the house! Clinton! Clinton, that lamp was a gift from my mother!
I like it, Punk. I'll keep it.
Well, here, read the brochure. Don't forget to fill out the warranty card.
I've never seen an 870 quite like this.
Well, that's why they call it the Mariner. Here, let me see what I do with the card. Oh, here it is. It's on the floor. Yeah, this is an unusual 870 called the Mariner. It won't rust if you keep it on a boat because it's made out of stainless steel.
This is the one.
Oh, yes, it is.
The Grease Man Show.
Yeah, here I am. Hi, it's Grease. How you doing?
Oh, fine, thank you.
What can I do for you?
Well, just wanted to call and thank you for bringing a lot of laughs in the morning when I drive into work.
Mm.
And I wanted to ask you, where'd you get so much Yiddish hype did you talk about?
Well, grew up in the Bronx and stumbled.
Ah,
yeah.
Where the Bronx?
Grand Concourse.
Oh, okay.
And that's why.
Hughes Avenue.
Yeah. I learned all about it. Learned all about it up there.
Now you're great. I love when you look for the goy, teach a goy something.
Yeah, you like it a little bit there, huh?
Oh, God, yeah. Because I came down here and it was so funny just to see from Atlanta. Just, yeah, although now there's so many of us down here now moving.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure hearing it.
Yeah, there you are. A tribesman in a goyish land.
There you go.
I mean, you're walking around going... What's with the antebellum homes? Can I get a good corned beef sandwich? What's with all this verkachte with the raised trucks and the tattoos? Where can a man go to daven in peace? What's with this here? All I got is shixes and shagets, shixes and shagets. I turn on the news at night. I don't hear anybody from the Lower East Side.
That's the UK.
Oh, yeah. Well, appreciate it, buddy. What brought you down there?
I just wanted to see it. I had lived in Pennsylvania and New York and then went to school in D.C. And Brendan went in Atlanta and they said great things about it.
Well, that's good. Well, look away.
Down here, you just make it a little bit easier.
Look away down south in Dixie. All right, buddy, good luck. Thanks for the kind words.
No, I appreciate it.
You bet. Hi, it's Grease. How you doing? Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. What's up?
Grease?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had a girl that called in that was talking about her boyfriend beating on her.
Yeah, giving her a good shot that it chops. I told her to run like hell.
Yeah, she's wise to run like hell. My daughter had the same situation. It was all loving and sweetness and everything at first, and it got worse, a little worse.
A little worse.
2.5 years they went. And they broke up. Actually, he kind of broke up with her, found a new girlfriend. It was mutual, I guess.
Wow.
But now he's calling on the phone. Stalking her?
Is he really?
Yes, absolutely. So tell that girl, I mean, really, I hope she's listening now. You know, it doesn't get better, it gets worse. And my daughter, she's 19. She's
all right,
well, look, you want to go back to the way it was? Doesn't happen.
Where are you calling from?
She's scared for her life. Pennsylvania.
All right, well, you be careful.
Yeah, well...
These things get out of hand. So
just tell that... What you told that girl was true. Absolutely, because I'm living through it, you know?
All right, well, keep your eyes open. These guys lose control completely sometimes. You
they
know
do.
That.
That's true.
They don't care what happens to them. They just show up screaming.
That's right.
All right.
Tell the girl.
All right, thank you.
I hope she's listening now, you know? It gets worse, just like you said.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Grease.
You bet. Hi, it's Grease. How you doing?
Grease.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, man. First of all, I'd like to thank you for millions of laughs I've had with you so far.
Thanks.
And I got one hell of a story to tell you. My girlfriend came over, and she said, you're going to have a day like you're never going to forget. So she closes the door. The power goes out. Call up the electric company, and it's just complete mess. They come out. The transformer blows.
Man.
So they're here fixing it. She's worried because she thinks something in here is going to catch on fire. She just left about 5 minutes ago and the power came back on.
Yeah.
Now, what can you tell me about that?
Well, I'm telling you, you learn a little something when the power goes off. I hope you got batteries for the radio so you can always...
Yeah, I do.
Good, good.
First thing I look for.
You see, back in the old days, son, before they had any of that, we was up to ourselves to entertain each other. You know, that's why I've always been lucky I can play the git box. And I'll let you listen on the air, okay?
So all right.
You can hear what I'm going to tell you. Free up one of the phone lines. Yeah, back before we had all this fancy entertainment, a man had to entertain his own family. And I remember my daddy singing to us when we were just kids before we even had a television set. He'd break out his ukulele. My doodad swing like a pendulum do. Avocado packages, how about you? Sporting flaming fuselage, ready to begin. The rosy red bruises from the slapping on your chin. If you groping, squeeze a virtual potpourri of different packages everywhere you'll see. Take a tip before you grip another cheesy trunk. We'll grab a hold. See it swell. And swing like a pendulum do. Give a little squeeze and they might just spew. Ding! Mr. Ed appendages inside a Speedo. The mighty bold presence of my avocado. Mama's old pajamas and my daddy's mustache have something in common. Scent of gas. Like a fight cigar on dish under your nose. Hey, buddy, you know where it goes. My dual side swing like a pendulum do. Slapping on the Bombay's black and blue. Hanging to my kneecaps, look at him sway. You better move back, cause the guys is on the way. All right, I'm going to take a quick pause here. You know the number 1-800-544-9294. Stand by for more of the Greaseman Show.